No, I don't vote. I've never been a registered voter. I ain't going to vote because I don't like none one of them. That's the truth.
I've never voted. I don't know. Just I never think of it on the day.
I don't know, man. Because I'm not registered, actually.
Oh, I guess it's too lazy.
Too relaxed.
I'm confused. All the people say different things, and I don't know what's true. So, I'm not going to vote at all.
Apathy and cynicism during election time. Almost 40% of the people in Champaign County feel very similar. This attitude irritates former Champaign County board member Don Crozer.
I think they're shirking their responsibility. I mean, I know there's a lot of apathy out there, but that's no excuse. Do some research and find out the best candidate and vote.
In the last few weeks, some students on the UFI campus have tried to combat election apathy, sometimes in odd ways. The head of the UIUC College Democrats organization, Justin Cachindos, ran around the quad dressed as Batman.
You're kind of rolling with the party when you're going around with Batman trying to register people to vote. No, people really are much more likely to register to vote if you're in a Batman costume. It probably goes for any other superhero, too. It's probably not just Batman.
The voter registration period is over, but not the election campaign. Some students give the political battle their own spin by selling white t-shirts with a simple blue printed message.
Blagojevich sucks. It is simple. We don't like him.
$5.
We decided to use them as a fundraiser, and they're very popular.
Undergrad Kristen McCoy is pretty busy selling these t-shirts. Meanwhile, Democratic supporter Anna Brewster raises her eyebrows at the t-shirt stall. She has a problem with negative campaigning.
It is kind of sad because people need to know how they're going to be better, not why that person was bad.
UFI political science professor Brian Gaines says negative messages keep many people from the polls. Gaines says another factor determining voter absenteeism is age, especially in university towns like Urbana-Champaign.
Even though turnout as a whole has not really been declining very much since about 1972, it has declined for people under 25. They're a hard voter group to reach.
While apathy keeps many young voters away, Gaines says many older voters are driven through the polls by sheer routine.
And just habit. If you get people to vote once, the habit of voting seems to kick in and they're more likely to vote. A fair amount of voting takes place because somebody asks you to vote, and it's a relatively easy thing to do, and people feel bad about not fulfilling a request.
Yet the voting process presents its own difficulties. Gaines says that even among those who do go to vote, as many as 10% of voters don't even bother to get to the bottom of the ballot, where the local government candidates are listed.
As Americans are asked to vote an awful lot. Most places in the world, when you go to vote, you cast one or two or maybe three votes. You get an American ballot, it might have 30 things on it. It's trying and it's difficult, and it's a little bit like taking an SAT or a driver's test. And people feel uncomfortable being asked to make decisions about things they don't know anything about.
One person who does know a lot about local elections is Champaign County Clerk Mark Sheldon. He says people who just recently moved here are less likely to vote, and it often doesn't matter whether they moved into a poor neighborhood or a $500,000 home. When it comes down to statistics, the presidential elections were more important for most voters than the local ones. But the numbers show that in the last 8 years, election participation has been slightly rising in the area. However, Sheldon says, this year less people might turn up than the 54,000 voters who cast their ballot in the midterm election in 2002.
We have a sense that the turnout is probably not going to be as high as it was 4 years ago. I think there's a little bit of discontent with the candidates at the top of the ticket that are running for governor.
How many of the more than 114,000 registered voters eventually come out on election day may even depend on something as unpredictable as the weather. But we can count on voters like these to show up, rain or shine.
Yeah, you know, I think it's important to get out there, don't you?
Yes. Well, I mean, we should all have a voice. And if voting's a way we have a voice, then that's what I'm going to do.
I'm Michael Kuliska, AM 580 News.